He had Eidus that he ate the last 3 years. Reuven also had Eidus that he ate the last 3 years. Those two Eidus cancel out. What are we left with? Only the Eidus that Reuven brought that have belonged to his father. So therefore, we leave it by Reuven. He has the right to keep it. That's what Rav Nachman says. Oh, Malay Rav says back, Rav Nachman, no. For Eidus Mucheshati. Like the same to Eidus that was saying that Reuven's father owned it, also said that Reuven ate Shnei Chazaka. And now the other two Eidim say that Shimon ate Shnei Chazaka. So really there are two Eidim against two, it's two against two. So this first pair of Eidim, we shouldn't believe them at all. We can't believe them at all. The first pair of Eidim, true, are saying two Eidim. They're saying that we know it belonged to Reuven's father, and we also know that Reuven ate here the last 3 years. Now we can't believe them when they say Reuven ate the last 3 years, because there's Hachosha. There are two Eidim telling Bez to know. It's not Reuven there, but it's Shimon there the last 3 years. So those first two Eidim are like Chuchash. We're against. Eidim said against them. So if so, they got contradicted. So if so, you can't believe the Eidim at all. Omalei, Rav Nachman said back, no. True, they were contradicted on the part of the Eidim that they said that Reuven ate there for 3 years, on that Shimon has Eidim that he ate there 3 years. So true, we can't believe these first two Eidim that Reuven ate there. Now we can't believe them. That is the Hachosha. But the Avosol, that the first pair of Eidim says for Reuven, that this field we know belonged to your father, me, is Chachish? Is there any a disagreement about that? Nobody is saying the opposite. Therefore, Ragashi says, Eidim shel Avosol kayimu, that's called good Eidim. The Yaakov Meizim boy, everybody agrees to that, nobody's saying against it. Therefore, that part of the first Eidim we could accept, that's the Svara of Rav Nachman. That's what Rav Nachman says, and Rav holds not like that. Rav holds no. Like Eidus, you bought from a sauce and bottle of kula. Once part of your Eidus is knocked off, your whole Eidus is bottled. The Gemara says, what's the Machlokes just told you then? The Gemara says, Leima, let's say that Rav of Rav Nachman, Beplugto, the Rav Huno, the Rav Chizda, Kriflegi. Let's say Rav of Rav Nachman argue in the Machlokes between Rav Huno and Rav Chizda. And it's like this, the Yitma. We learned like this, from our Shruis, that says that Beis keep the Eidim. You have two different pairs of Eidus. Hamachisha Zuazu, that are contradicting one over the other. One says Reuven ate 3 years, and the other one says no, Shimon ate the last 3 years. So what do we do with these two Eidus? Some Rav Huna says, Zubo Bifnayat Mamida. Each one of them is still kosher, and each one of these pairs could come and say this by themselves. Vizubo Bifnayat Mamida. That's what Rav Huna holds. Who knows, we do not know which one of these two Eidim are lying. So true, this Eidim that they're saying we can't accept, because they're two Eidim opposite. But do the Eidim itself become Sulim? No. Since we're not sure which one of these two Eidim are Sulim, each one has a Cheskas Kashrus, and therefore each Eidim remains Kosher. And if each pair of these Eidim become separate to Bezdin later and say Eidim, Bezdin would believe them. That's Rav Huna's Svara. That true, one of them are liars, but we do not know which one of the two. Therefore, min ha-safek, we can't possibly either one of them. Either one of them have a right to come separately and still say Eidus to us. Rashi says, Rashbam, b'zubov ne'yatzma mida, k'shar Eidus yishabon, like any other Eidus. Lo'inach tekenu b'psula mi-safek. We have a safek true, like when the first pair comes to say another Eidus. Bezdin has a doubt, maybe they lied before, but we don't know for sure. So we leave the mecheskas k'shar kashris, that they're allowed to say Eidus. That's what Huni Svara. So that would be a svar in Rav Nachman also. That true, the first pair of Eidus of Huchash, on what they said that Reuven ate Shnei Chazokom, but we do not say that Psulim Eidus, because may have a Cheskas Kashrus. So therefore, when the first pair of Eidus tell us another Eidus, that Reuven's father owned it, we'll believe the Eidus. That's like Rav Huna. However, Rav Chizda says, Fahavi Sadi Shakri Lomali, what are we going to do with these false Eidim? In other words, both of these two Eidus are Psulim. We can't believe either one of them. They both like lost their Cheskas Kashrus. Since we see a Vadai Maisa Sheker, for sure we see one of these two lied. So that's like a Vadai that breaks the Chazaka. Therefore, both of them are Psulim. That's what Chizdus Svara. So Chura, that's like Rav said before, that you can't believe these first pair of Eidus at all. They're Huchash, they're slugged up. We can't believe them at all. And Mar says, Leim, let's say Rav Nachman, the Yomek Rav Huna. Rav Nachman, it says, the Eidus, we can still believe them what they're telling us, that the field belonged to Reuven's father, because he holds like Rav Huna. If we have a suffix only, if he lied or not, because of the suffix, you do not pass him. He's the Cheskas Kashrus. Therefore, we believe what he's saying. For Rav Chizda, But Rav Azeh says, no, these Eidus are called Eidus Mecheshet, they're called Eidus that are slugged up, Apsulim, holds like Rav Chisda says. What about this? Ali Chizda, according to Rab Chizda Svaro, that he says that the Edom Sulam here, that the both Edom Ashakronim, Kuliyam Molei Pligi, everybody would agree to Rava. That Rab Chizda holds, when you have two Edom saying against two Edom, we say both of them are Sulam. So if you hold like Rab Chizda that both of them are Sulam, Pshita, Rava is a locha before his Emes. Rab Nachman would not say he's a locha according to Rab Chizda. Rashi lo Rashbam says, "Leave the Rav Chizda kolam pligi." Loi ma kol echod ano svira k'Rav Chizda. That for sure we can't say that Rav and Rav Nachman both should agree like Rav Chizda. The vaday Rav Nachman is svira like Rav Chizda, because for sure Rav Nachman does not hold like Rav Chizda. The Rav Chizda filu b'yed esacheres be'alma. Rav Chizda says a chiddush here. When we have these two pairs one against the other, we do not believe them even later on a new edus altogether, because we say they're psulim. If so, Koshkin for sure here in Rav Nachman's case, the Eidus the Avisa, here when these first two Eidim are saying like Vavasachas one Eidus, they're saying at one time that Reuven's father owned it, and also Reuven was there the last 3 years. And now on what they're saying now that Reuven ate the last 3 years, they were Huchash. So therefore, we can't believe these Eidim. These Eidim are considered Psulim, so for sure, like in this case of Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman will not say he's a loch according to Rav Chizda. So that's for sure. We can't believe these Edom at all. Keep pligi. Where's the machlokes I'll tell you between Rav and Rav Nachman? Keep pligi. Where do they argue? I'll tell you, Ali but the Rav Huna. They argue only according to Rav Huna. And Rav Huna over here says, when two Edom say against another two Edom, they're huchash, that true, this Edom we can't believe, but when either one of them come and say a different Edom, we do believe them. Now it's like this. Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says there's no difference. Rav Huna's case and my case is the same case. That's what Rav Nachman says. Therefore, these first two Edom that said that Reuven's father owned it and Reuven ate there, even though we can't believe him that Reuven ate there, but we believe the Edom when they say Reuven's father owned it. That's Rav Nachman's svara. But the Rav says no. The Rav argues even according to Rav Huna. And like this. At kan loy kama Rav Huna up until now Rav Huna didn't say, Ella only li Edus acheres. Only that when these two Edus are huchash, when they disagree on one pair of Edus, that we believe them on a new pair of Edus. If one of these two pair come and tell Bezin a different Edus, the Edus Acheris, then it's something new, and we have no right to pass to them because they have a Cheskas Kashris. We believe the new Edus they're coming to say. But part of that first Edus that the Edim said when they were Huchash, Loich, then we do not believe them. Rashi says, Avul B'yaisi Edus, the Yaisa Kark Atzman, that Kark alone, Loich, we do not believe the Edim at all. Because it's considered like it's one Edus. Because the Edom are saying, listen, this field belongs to Reuven. It's one Edus, and the same two reasons. One reason is because Reuven's father owned it, and also because Reuven lived it the last 3 years. So once we have a chosha that you're saying Reuven lived it the last 3 years, we have the Bezin has another two Edus that says Shimon was there the last 3 years. So your first Edus is Huchash, and that's one Edus that Reuven's father in 3 years. Therefore, we can't believe you at all. That's what Rav says. So Rav says, even according to Rav Huna, here Rav Huna would agree, you can't believe this Edus. Avul Yosi Edus Loi. Now, what's going to be though? What's going to be though? Hodar Isi Sadi Davosahi. What's going to be if later he brought Edus that belonged to his father? Rashi says, Oisoi Shev Sidu Rav Nachman. Again, Rav Nachman held that we believe Reuven. Reuven has Edus, the field belonged to his father. So Rav Nachman said, put the field, Rav Huna keeps it. What's going to be if later, Shimon now brings Edus that this field belonged to his father? What do we do now? Now, Lechura, it's tray against tray. It's Edus HaKosha. So now, really what we should do is, Bezin should take the field away from Reuven, and like, let it be Echveis Yachleiku. It should be a Sufik. Like both of them have Edus that the field belonged to their father. So we do not know really who's the real owner here. In such a case, we'll see later on exactly what Bezin should do. But the question is though now, Bezin made a mistake. That first Bezin said, you Reuven, you own this field, you have a right to stay there. Now Bezin sees what they did was wrong. because Shimon has Eidus now, but the field belonged to him. So what do we do now? So Amar of Nachman says like this, Ananach Tinei, I first believe Reuven Eidus, that the field belonged to Reuven, therefore first we let Reuven go down to that field. And Anan Maskinele, and now that Shimon has Eidus, that the field belonged to his father, so we have no right to give it to Reuven, we should go and take it away from Reuven. That's what Bezin has to do. And Lizilusa Devedina Lechashinan, we're not afraid they'll make people think Bezin's a joke. That here Bezin first goes and gives the field to Reuven, and then Bezin goes and takes it away from Reuven, so people may think it's a joke, Bezin. So maybe because of that, Bezin should not take it away from Reuven, especially here that Bezin now has a doubt really who owns it. True, at first we thought Reuven for sure owns it. Now we have a doubt who owns it. So we still have a doubt, though. Maybe it's true, maybe it's the Reuven's, we don't know. So maybe the Sforah should be let Bezin still leave it by Reuven in order that it shouldn't look like a joke. Dr. Nachman says, no, we're not afraid about that. Bezin has to know what the din is. Even though first we said it belongs to Reuven, but now if we see we were wrong, we do not know for sure that it belongs to Reuven, we have right to take it away. Rashi says, Anan maskinele means klema. Leinachzik ezeh yoysim izeh hoyil v'yedish neem shava. We do not have a right to say Reuven can keep it. It's like a Yachleiko, we'll see later on what we do. Some say called Yom Govar, we'll see what we do. A go upon him, it's a Shiloh, who does this field belong to? Yeah. So he says, the Adin called the Adin should be called Yom Govar. They should have a right to fight for it, whoever's stronger, they'll go and get it. We'll see this on later on. And Rav Nachman says, Lezelus Levedino, that Shema Yelag Lugu Abriyos Al Bezdin, maybe people start laughing at Bezdin, that they're slaves to what they say, that we're not afraid about. That's what Rav Nachman said. On this, the Gemara says, most of Rav. Rav asked the question. V'tayma Rav Zira. Some says Rav Zira. Says a locha like this, a Gemara on Ksubis, that Shnayim Maimrim Meis, two people say the husband died. But Shnayim Maimrim Meis, and two people say, no, your husband did not die. Rashi says, Isha Sholach Bailam Nidatayam. A wife that her husband left town. Or Bo Shnayim two of them come and tell her, no, I saw the way your husband died. Shnayim says, no, your husband did not die. That's one case. Or else, Shnayim Marmim Nizgarsha. Two Edom come and say, we know that this wife has a get. She could remarry. Shnayim Marmim Loin Nizgarsha. Two Edom come and say, no, she did not receive a get. What do we do now with her? Alokar is, Arezu Loitinosei. She's not allowed to get married now. Of course, it's Trey and Trey. So like she has no Edom. She has no Edom that her husband died. She has no Edom that she received a get. So therefore, she's like a regular Eshashish. Before she was the Cheskas Eshashish. So she's still the Cheskas Eshashish. And let him not say, she's not allowed to remarry. But what's going to be? The Yim Nisei, let's say she doesn't listen, and she remarries, the Locher is Loi Teitzei. Bezin does not tell her to give a get, to go out for the second husband. Since we're not sure if the first husband died or not, we're not for sure if the first get was good or not, so therefore we do not do an action, we do not say Teitzei. Rashi says, Yim Nisei Loi Teitzei, Rashvam, the Yevet, if she got married, we don't tell them to give a get. Is not supposed to get remarried. Now, Rav Menachem, Rav Yaisi Yomer, he says, Tate say no. She has to give a get. She can't stay married to the second one, Tate say. Now, why? Omer, Rav Menachem, Rav Yaisi, although it says, Amosai, when do I say my locker, Tate say, Amosai, and Yomer, Tate say, Vizman, Shabo, Adim, the Yachakach Nisais, if Adim came first, and then she remarried. Now it's first to raise him there, and then she remarried. She had no right to remarry. The first was like tradition. Bismarck was bound. Bismarck shebo edim. Now it's first it was train tray. Before she remarried, it was train tray. Shomru loymeis. That first to raise him said your husband died. Then before she remarried, to raise him came and said your husband did not die. He's alive. And then she got married. So the figure therefore Nachman says teitzei. Rashbam says sherei be itzan itzay. Because she didn't listen, she was over in Israel when she got married. Because if she would have asked Bezin, Bezin would have told her not to remarry. That's when I say she has to go out. But what's going to be in Israel? First, two Edom came and told her your husband died. So she had a right to remarry. She remarried Beheter. And then two Edom came and said, no, your first husband is still alive. Then Rabbi Nachman agrees that Leitetse, we do not tell her to give a get. Since she got married Beheter, even though now she doesn't have a heter anymore, because now it's Trey and Trey, we have a doubt now whether the first husband died or not. But still, now Bezin does not take her out. So in the response of the Kashri is, why not? Because the Kashin was elusive of Edina. Because we're afraid of Zelusa the Medina, that since first Bezdin gave her head to remarry, when first the Edom came and said the husband died, the din is she has a right to remarry. And later when she remarried, then the Edom comes and says Fakert, so Bezdin does not say Taitse, because it'll be as Zelusa the Medina. It'll look like a joke to Bezdin. So of course the steer with Rav Nachman. Here you see from Rav Nachman that we are afraid of Zelusa the Medina. Yeah. Oh, Malay. So Rav Nachman said back, oh, Malay, you should know, I'm not savri lenevad uvda. I wanted to do something. I wanted to make an uvda. Rashi says, the machtina lay, you maskina lay. In other words, Rav Nachman said, first I want to act the way I hold, that we're not afraid of Zelusa the Medina. Even though first Bezdin gave the field to Reuven, if later Bezdin sees the field to go to Shimon, we'll take away the field. And we're not afraid. But hashtag the Yashtvin or not, but now that you're asking me a good question, now you're bringing me a proof in this brisa from Menachem that we are afraid of Zelusa the Medina. That when Bezdin has a doubt, they would not retract from what they first said in order that Bezdin should not look like a joke. So he has a doubt, maybe he shouldn't do it. And also the Yashtvin, Rav Hamnuna, the Surya. And Rav Hamnuna Misuri also asked me a question. And so now Rav Nachman says, Le'avdina Bovda, I'm not going to do an action. That if Bezdin first said the field goes to Reuven, and now Bezdin has a doubt whether it really belongs to Reuven or not, when I stop it, Bezdin will not take it away from Reuven, in order not to make a Zelusa the Medina. Yeah. What happened was, though, Nofak over Uvda. What happened was, Rav Nachman, the Rashi says, Ovda Rav Nachman Uvda, but still what happened was, Rav Nachman had a case where once he said the field belongs to Reuven, and then it was a doubt whether it really belonged to him or not, that Rav Nachman took it away from Reuven, and he wasn't afraid of Zelusa the Medina. Of course, not like he just got finished saying. So Mar says, Man the Chaz, the one that saw this might happen, Sova Tusi Biyodei, and they thought maybe Rav Nachman made a mistake, because before he just said he's not going to do it anymore. So how come here he did it? Mar says, But Wallahi, no, Rav Nachman did not make a mistake. There's nothing wrong here, Wallahi. El Rada Mishum Detalia Biyasli Rabbi. This is totally in a big chain of Machlekesin. There's a lot of Machlekesin over here. Therefore, he still held, he's allowed to do it. Rashi says, Last Rabbi means Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Kula Sarvilu, Deloy Chashin Lazuz of Medina. Because the force of Rashi must come, we'll soon see later on. So since there are a lot of people that held, like Rav Nachman held at the beginning, that were not afraid of Zelusa the Medina, even though they asked him a question, now Lamaisi wasn't Chayzer. He held, no, we're not afraid of Zelusa the Medina, and if Bezdin first gave it to Reuven, and now Bezdin sees that was wrong, we weren't supposed to give it to him, Bezdin will take it away, and they're not afraid of Zelusa the Medina. All right, turn over. Now why? Because the Tefnan learned like this. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Ein ma'alin l'kuhuna p'yei dechod. If you only have an eid dechod, this person is a kohen, so we're not machzik him to be a good kohen. Rashman says, L'hachzik odin l'kohen lech of a truma, levad avoid l'isas kapov. We don't let a person eat truma, or do the avoid, or duchin. Al p'yei dechod, amid the shu kohen. If only one eid dechod comes and says this person is a kohen, we don't believe him. We'll soon see what the case is talking about. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Oh, my Rebbe Lozo, hey, Messiah, when are you right? The Mokim Shesh Oirim, only if there are people arguing and saying this person is not a Kohen. Rashi, then we don't believe in Eid Echod. Yet we're Eidim saying that it's Tzulim. We'll soon see the case. Alba, the Mokim Shesh Oirim, but when nobody's arguing, there's no doubt. We don't know. We just don't know about this Reuven, if it's a Kohen or not. But nobody's saying it's not a Kohen, then Madan Lekohen Lekun Afi Eid Echod. If we have one Eidechot that says, I know he's a Kohen, we let him duk him, let him do the Avodah. Now, Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel lying there, Mishum Reb Shimon Afgan, Malo Lekun Api Eidechot, no, we do let a Kohen duk him Api Eidechot. So that's to see what the Machlokes is. So the Marakasha, Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, Heine Reb Lezer, who are saying the same thing? The Chitim, maybe you want to tell me, Iro Chadik Benayah, that's the Machlokes here. If we have one Eidechot first arguing and saying, no, this Reuben is not a good Kohen. One is saying he's not a good Kohen. And now when Eidechot said he is a good Kohen, do we believe the Eidechot or not? That's the Machlokes maybe. Ege Benayah.